Yeah, I think you probably have to get a Yagi, an aero antenna, which is good if you're using an HT. And you probably know the basics of the uplink and downlink. But you'd probably do better if you did that. I don't know what Al's using, but you would do too good with a vertical. It's not impossible, but I don't think you'd do as good as if you had a Yagi antenna.
Well, QSL on the Yagi would definitely improve the odds. But I made the contact with two in New York and one in West Virginia with the same antenna I got right now, and it was because of the lack of opposition, other people, and the open band, and the timing was just perfect. I picked them up before the ISS came above my horizon line at a certain angle, and as they were passing over, going towards New York and the East Coast, that's when it came in even louder, and that's when I made the contact. So knowing the path by my app and knowing the elevation and the time of day and how many people are getting in the system. But the day that Al got in and I didn't, he had a better path and a better antenna. But there were so many people getting through that the astronaut picked out whoever he heard the best or won. And I'm sure he could have picked out about five other ones, but just didn't have the time. He just figured, well, I got this one. Let me go back to this one. So I may have been heard, just not acknowledged. You never know. Back to you.